This is Ozarks at Large. Mention the word dog patch to a native Arkansan or almost any native Southerner, and you'll likely get a wince. The fictional home for little Abner, Daisy May, and the other characters created by Al Capp is a standard for referring to a backwoods village inhabited by barefoot, moonshine-drinking lazy men and the women who tolerate them. The comic strip Little Abner was more complicated than that, but the stereotypes Capp used to tell his satirical stories of government, society, and culture are all too familiar to Southerners.
And that's the one that sort of dogged Arkansas and the Arkansas Ozarks in particular for a long time.
Gabe Land, the director of the Rogers Historical Museum, says the hillbilly image is addressed in a new exhibit at the museum exploring the depiction of the South in comic strips.
But as you go through the exhibit, they point out some ways in which the stereotypes were not all negative. And in fact, there's an interactive part of the exhibit where they ask visitors to think about examples of positive stereotypes and negative ones and sort of chart those out using Post-it notes. And I've seen that a lot of our visitors have been doing that. There's definitely more negatives than positives, but there are some positives. For example, good food, as you know, people associate particular certain types of foods with the South, or the idea that Southerners are closer to and more appreciative of nature.
The exhibit examines not just the comic strips like Little Abner and Fred Laswell's Snuffy Smith, but more contemporary work like Kudzu, a strip based in North Carolina that was created by the late Pulitzer Prize winner Doug Marlette. It takes a more nuanced view of life in the South. There are also several reproductions of Walt Kelly's beloved Pogo. The idea, Gabe Land says, is to stimulate conversation about how a popular medium broached the subject of the South. One panel invites patrons to discuss what is a stereotype.
The exhibit comes from a museum about the development of the New South, the development of the South in the late 1800s and through the 20th century and up to the modern period. And so they're focusing on Southern stereotypes, but one of the purposes of the exhibit and some of the educational materials that they used along with it was simply to encourage visitors, including school children, to think about what a stereotype is and how they're developed and what stereotypes do you have about other people that may not necessarily have anything to do with the region of the country they come from, but just to delve a little bit into that subject in general.
By showing blown-up, colorful reproductions of past strips that ran in newspapers over several decades, the exhibit allows visitors to see a few trends. In the strips of the 30s, 40s, 50s, and into the 1960s, the rural Southern man is frequently near his moonshine still or jug, and the rural Southern woman falls into one of two types: clueless bombshell or hard-working matriarch.
Between the innocent Southern beauty, Little Abner's cartoonist Al Capp also created Long Sam, which was another comic strip in the late 50s into the early 60s. And she's a very naive girl who talks to the birds and butterflies. And she was actually the prototype for the character of Ellie Mae on the Beverly Hillbillies TV show. And then you have, the image of women who are working like men while the men folk are laying around. From Little Abner, there's the man there asleep under the tree, and there's the woman there washing, and she's got a sign in front, washing took in, to raise some extra money for the family.
The exhibit also looks at how race in Southern-themed strips, comic books, and cartoons has been portrayed, especially when drawn or written by non-Southerners, like Al Capp or Fred Laswell. The exhibit will be at the Rogers Historical Museum through March 24th. There is an accompanying film series as well, consisting of Hollywood representations of the South, from Lum and Abner to Deliverance. You can see those films each Saturday afternoon beginning at 1 o'clock at the Rogers Public Library. The films, including this week's showing of Jezebel, are free and open to the public. And there is another Rogers Historical Museum exhibit out there that's worth mentioning. It's a bit different. It tells the story of how an Arkansan shook stereotypes. Right now at the Bentonville Public Library is a display about Bentonville native Louise Thaden. She was a pioneer in aviation, business, and more. Again, Gabe Land, director of the Rogers Historical Museum.
Something that's interesting is that Louise was aware of some of the negative images about Arkansas and the Ozarks, and talked a little bit about that in some of her interviews, and said that I always make a point whenever I give an interview to say that I'm from Bentonville, Arkansas, because I'm proud of my roots and I'm proud of where I'm from. So we do have a little tie-in there, but yes, she was an amazing woman, a real pioneer in aviation, a record holder, won a number of prestigious races. And several years ago, we had a larger exhibit here at the museum about her, but this is one of our community exhibits. It's four panels with photographs and some quotations from her and a text to go along with it and some scans of some interesting documents that we thought is brand new and that it ought to debut in her hometown of Bentonville. So it's at the Bentonville Public Library now. And then at the end of this month, we'll be pulling it in, and it's going to go into our regular rotation and go around all of our Rogers venues.
The Louise Thaden exhibit is on display right now at the Bentonville Public Library. For more information, bentonvillelibrary.org. Museums design their displays to foster conversation. A Fort Smith museum, the Clayton House, is beginning a new monthly series this weekend devoted to conversation. The Clayton Conversations will connect the Historic House Museum on 6th Street, the city's history, and the city's present. Julie Moncrief is the executive director of the Clayton House. The Clayton House is the former home of a legendary district attorney who served during the term of Judge Isaac Parker. Julie Moncrief says this conversation series will continue an oral tradition inside the house, the rooms where the Claytons ate, entertained, and relaxed were, you could say, the original chat rooms.
There definitely was not television. It was discussion and social times. This house definitely had a huge number of social events. We're sitting in this dining room that no doubt entertained dignitaries from across the state, but you toured the home, you went to the formal parlor where a wedding was held of important folks here in Fort Smith. And so, yes, people to people was definitely something that took place in the 1800s, late 1800s.
The first Clayton Conversation is Sunday afternoon at 2:30. It will feature Dr. Taylor Pruitt discussing medical care during Fort Smith's past. Future conversations will center on the arrival of electricity to the city, Fort Smith's role as a one-time furniture manufacturing capital, and more. Julie Moncrief says inspiration for the series was born, partly, out of the need of the Clayton House to be an active participant in the community and bring visitors inside the door. But she says she also learned the value of community discussion while directing a Fort Smith leadership program.
And I really do see the excitement of helping our own citizens meet other citizens here and learn from them. There's so many people that have so much to offer, and sometimes it's amazing that people can be best kept secrets with their great knowledge.
Julie Moncrief volunteered with the Bass Reeves Legacy Initiative as well. That was an effort to raise money for this year's unveiling of a statue of the one-time U.S. Marshal, so pivotal in Fort Smith's history. Part of the final push to the finish line for that work was a massive education process explaining who Bass Reeves was. Julie says she saw then that history matters to the city's residents, and she says she thinks the Clayton Conversations will matter as well.
When the Claytons lived in this house from 1882 to 1897, that was a boom period for Fort Smith. So many things happened during that period. From 1880 to 1885, the population tripled, and then it kept growing from there. And, you know, we've got electricity, we got gas lighting, and courthouses built, and industries began, like our furniture industry that we were so well known for. And there are a lot of people that know specific histories about these areas. And so I thought it would be fun to share with everybody the juicy, good, fun details that make you actually enjoy learning from these citizens about these specific topics.
The first Clayton Conversation is Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Clayton House at 514 North 6th Street in Fort Smith, and will feature Dr. Taylor Pruitt. The event is free and open to the public. The series will continue each fourth Sunday. For more information, you can go to claytonhouse.org.